Welcome to the Mana Pool, the Geek.io Dungeons and Dragons 5th Edition Live Play Podcast.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Mana Pool, the Geek.io Dungeons and Dragons Live Play 5th Edition Podcast. This is Season 2, Episode number 8. Of course, I am your host and Dungeon Master, CJ. I railroaded the people into this point, but I'll stop doing that boat.
I am Amon, the Tiefling Warlock, being played by Raul.
I am Felix, playing Rowan Grayscale, the Fishy Rogue.
I am Rachel, playing Perurun, Pretty Kitty Problem Samurai Kitty Cat.
So last time on the Mana Pool, you guys got a trip through Waterdeep from a shifty dude who cast friends on you, and you all failed the rolls to protect against friends.
Yeah, well, it's not my strong suit.
So you guys got introduced to the Harpers Guild, and in there, Mr. Blondie Pants allowed you to beat up on him. Because he knew what he did, and he accepted the consequences. But yeah, you guys are on your way up to meet the guildmaster of the Harpers Guild.
Can I take like a quick look behind us and like just see if there's like how many exits? I just want to like give the room a quick scan.
Basically, and I mean, it looks like a tavern. So you have main door, you have some windows, you have a general, it's exactly like a tavern. You have what looks like the back of the kitchen. It's a bar, basically, where you guys are at right now.
Okay, so, I mean, there's no guards or what I would have to roll.
There are lots of people in the room. Wearing blue and white and silver outfits, all of them having harp logos on them.
Okay.
But yeah, and there's lots of people there. None of them seem to be taking too much consideration into the fact that you just beat the crap out of Thaddeus.
Good to know he's well-liked around these parts.
Basically.
Hold on. Oh,
shit! As CJ dies.
Yes. Brr. All right. So that's basically it. You're in a bar.
I thought we were heading for the
upstairs. We're heading upstairs to meet the guildmaster.
Yep.
See what he wants with us.
Correct. All right, so and let's go ahead and part the veils of reality. You guys are walking up the stairs, fairly mundane set of stairs, nothing too major. The carpet's all blue going up the stairs. It's like a light sky blue. And it has symbol, as you get up towards the top of the stairs, giant drapes. With the moon and symbol and star, moon and harp and stars symbol of the Harpers prominently displayed.
Oh, joy.
You have two doors, one to the right, one to the left. You were told that the guildmaster is waiting for you to the left.
Shall we, guys?
I immediately go to the right.
The door is locked.
Damn. Well,
he just wants to get in trouble. Hey, Fishy, they said over here.
I just wanted to see what's on the other side.
Are you trying to get us killed?
Maybe. You do threaten to eat me a lot.
I'd rather not. Get killed, that is. Of course, if you want me to eat you, I can accommodate that.
Please don't.
So, it's pretty much, we know how this is going to end. It's going to go with, like, you know what? This is the end, and Peru's just going to chomp down on Rowan.
At some point.
The third act. Yes.
At some point, he will be on my pizza. It will be fine.
Unless we build a long-lasting friendship that is unbreakable, even through the fact that I'm your prey, apparently.
You are delicious.
Yeah, that too.
Okay, so I'll go first through the left door.
All right, you go in, and it looks kind of like a standard office would look. You have a wooden desk in the middle of it. The blue carpet leads up to it.
Does he have some of those like office toys, like the pendulum and the like little bird?
Yeah. But they all kind of just squeal.
Oh my god, the scream.
Yeah. Squeal every so often.
That's terrifying.
And behind her is a gigantic Harper's symbol. She looks like a kind of more of a gaunt human. Her eyes are a little bit set in the back of her head. She has bright red hair, fire red hair. And she's sitting behind the desk, has her hands kind of crossed in front of her. To the side of her are a what is obviously a female humanoid form in a forest green cloak. And to her right is one of those metal men that you were seeing outside.
Oh my god, he's like the Spider-Man, but without the fleshy bits.
So I walk up to the desk and like, you have requested our attendance at this gathering?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for coming. By the way, when you look back and Korth looks incredibly uncomfortable all of a sudden. Like, super, really ridiculously uncomfortable.
Korth, what's going on? You look a little unwell.
If a lizard folk could be pale, she's pale right now.
You smell like home.
So, yes, she stands up. Yes, thank you. Thank you for coming. I greatly appreciate it. My name is Eothor. It's a pleasure to meet you. I am one of the three High Harpers.
Could you perhaps spell that?
Eather.
Okay, got it.
She is wearing, she's about 5'3"-ish. She's not tall, like, in the least. She is wearing a mail suit. She's wearing plate mail, and she has the Harper's insignia kind of strapped over her as a tabard. On her back is a, well, not on her back, sorry. Towards the back of the office, you see a mace there.
I'm going to take a wild guess and say she's a cleric.
Paladin, but yeah.
That was my next choice.
So, welcome to my humble abode. I apologize for the miscommunications getting you here. James was very rushed with getting you an audience with me. He was fairly certain of his fate.
I raise my hand.
Yes.
Why us?
You guys always seem to be in the right place at the right time to be really be assisting us in our, how would you say, campaign.
I think again. You need to relook the definition of assist. Did you see what happened to that last town?
It was only a matter of time before Vanifer turned his gaze to Nightstone.
Oh, great. So we speed things up. We make the thing grow even faster downhill.
You have successfully stopped two of his sins from assimilating more. Well, you have stopped one of his sins from assimilating more power. You stopped one of his sins from getting to the surface world?
Maybe? I don't know.
If you're referring to the last one that ate our friend, then we didn't really succeed with that.
Yeah, it was James's miscalculations to send you into battle with sins without proper assistance. James has always been a loose cannon. He's always kind of just went and done his own thing. It's a he's an eccentric individual. She points at the metal man to her right. This is one of his advancements. This is number 473. And number 473, what exactly do you look like? Unmute yourself. Or is he not back yet?
Okay. Josh, you're muted on Hangouts.
Experiencing technical difficulties, please stand by.
There you are.
I think his voice module is broken.
Yes. That's nice. I'm asking him to look. Tell us what he looks like. I am a pretty boy. I have a hobby now. I like birds.
He likes birds now.
Acquiring hobby. Number 473 is an exceptionally well-built piece of machinery. He's about 6 feet tall, give or take a few quarters of an inch. Very sturdily built, not much in the way of bells and whistles as far as metal men go. He does not appear to be wearing any sort of protective plating other than his own, and is currently not wearing any sort of weaponry whatsoever.
Yes, he was given to James by 473's initial creator, and James has made him operational.
Interesting.
So first, I sincerely apologize for not only your friend's passing, especially at the hand of the sin of gluttony, but
it ate him.
The uncouth way of getting you in here. I knew Thaddeus is the one we send for recruitment of those who we know are going to not be fully cooperative.
Well, it just depends on, how you approach us, if we're cooperative or not.
Well, you've gotten quite a bit of intel from Morik and James, and none of it stated to me that you unequivocally that you were the cooperative bunch. But, that is kind of neither here nor there. First of all, I must welcome you officially to Waterdeep, the City of Splendors, and to my guild hall. This is one of three. The smallest one, because we have to keep only a small contingent here in Waterdeep, lest we invoke the gaze of other parties.
Understandable.
We try and remain mostly in the lines of the law, but sometimes we have to take a different approach to things.
Do you mean stab people?
Yes, I mean stab people.
Okay.
Well, I personally enjoy bludgeoning people, but that's just me.
To each their own. You do you.
Exactly. So, first of all, second of all, go ahead and I have refreshments for you. None of it is poison. None of it is magically inclined in any way. Help yourselves to any of our establishments here.
Is there any water?
Of course there's water. We have.
I pour it on my face.
There is quite a big tub of water that's kind of in the corner over there that I had prepared strictly for you to the pH levels that James had taken off of your skin.
It's very specific.
Yes, well, we, as you could tell, we have quite a bit of technology at our side to be able to make anybody comfortable, except for apparently your lizard friend there. And as she mentions that you, if you choose to look back at Korth, she is flicking her tongue furiously at the lady there. Not saying anything, just kind of shooting daggers at her. Through her eyes, not physically. Through her eyes.
I was going to say I can deflect missiles. What kind of daggers are we talking about?
Apparently, what my agent, Kiriath here has offended her in some way. Do you guys know each other, Kiriath?
Never seen her before in my life.
Huh. Interesting. My dear, would you like a sun lamp or something? And at this point, she just immediately stands up and turns and walks out the room.
I would be more offended if she didn't threaten to eat me every step of the way here.
Yeah, that was quite out of character for her. Sure. Maybe she'll go down and get a drink. And by the way, none of you are held here. You can leave. Just know that if you leave, you leave our veil of protection and you will forget this place. But you're more than welcome to leave. Nobody is holding you here.
Oh, you have a, whatchamacallit, a silent security feature.
Not necessarily. It's just more of a, it's really just kind of a rudimentary spell that just stops short-term memory. Mm. If you're not affiliated with, if you don't have the guild symbol on you, you're going to forget when you leave. It's simple as that. And no harm will come of you. You'll just be in Waterdeep and you will have probably walked out of here with a full belly. So I don't want to be like James and force you to stay and fight, or like Thaddeus and force you here against your will. If you would like to hear what I have to say, you're more than welcome to stay, or else please see yourselves out.
Okay.
Stay.
You want to stay and see what he's got to say?
Let's see.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and stay.
I have already disappeared into the tub of water.
All right. We'll let him play in his water.
Yes,
yeah, fishy boy's happy.
Yeah, again, I have a lot of intelligence on you guys, and I purposely kind of put that over there so we could talk.
It's a little creepy, I'm not going to lie.
I know he can hear me. I'm not going to assume that he can't. However, and so help me if you raise your hand, I will take your water away from you.
I have dubbed this the Kingdom of Rowania.
You are its king. Congratulations. So, as you could tell, the world we live in is kind of a shitstorm. Waterdeep is completely occupied by Emix and Vannifer's troops. His eyes are everywhere that are not protected against him by being as strong as he is. I am speaking, of course, of high mage and high cleric and paladin magics. Archmage Zephyros is an acquaintance of mine because he does not have friends.
A lonely, sad sack.
But we are trying to take back our freedoms. Now, I know we can't get back those who are lost or those who will be lost because this is a war. People don't come out of wars unscathed. It's as simple as that. But we want to restore as much of this world back to its original splendor as we can. And James and Morik, who were dear friends of mine, thought that you would be able to assist us with that.
Why us now?
You've came face to face with two of his lieutenants and survived.
Well, mostly survived.
You're standing in front of me.
Our friend is still fallen.
I know. And I want to...
What makes you think that we want to deal with this guy anymore?
I mean, again, it is... If you don't want to assist us, I'm not going to force you in any way.
Well, as long as we're here, we might as well.
I mean, I can... But the upside of this is... And before I tell you what will be included in this, let me tell you that this is... I'm going to be offering you a job that includes assistance and payment and a lifestyle and rewards. I'm not asking you to march blindly to your deaths. I'm going to give you the intelligence that you need to be able to perform your tasks correctly. I'm going to give you proper guidance, proper assistance. Every facet that I can provide, I will.
All right, that sounds good for me.
I say I'm get revenge for the deer frightener.
I mean, at bare minimum, we can attempt to maybe take out the sin of greed, gluttony, that you may be able to lay your friend to rest. Allow him to part the mortal coil and not be a part of that monstrosity.
I'm game.
If that's all you're seeking, then so be it. At that point, we can part ways. You can either continue to work for us just on the side and not participate in the war. We have agents all throughout Waterdeep, Baldur's Gates, up towards the north in the Savage Lands. We have agents everywhere, and not all of them are frontline fighters.
Okay, so you've got a pretty good network.
How do you think I know have known your names? How do we think I know his pH levels? The Harpers pride ourselves on intelligence. There are different pH levels for fish. I can guarantee if he has any siblings, their pH levels will be different. James was a little bit too invasive when it came to him because apparently he found him very interesting.
Yeah, he ripped one of his scales off.
Yeah, it was... Yeah, that was... Again, James was a... He was a scientist. So he... didn't have much else going for him other than his mindless pursuit of knowledge.
A little creepy, not gonna lie.
He was a good friend of mine. He was great at what he had done, but his personal skills were
crap at best.
Yeah. There's a reason why he was on a remote outpost and not here.
Fair.
Also, the spider legs kind of freak people out.
I will do this on one condition.
Yes.
I can touch the floating instruments whenever I please.
Of course.
Yes.
In fact, I can probably make sure 473, if you choose to accept, can make sure that he has a floating instrument on him at any given time. He has a back of holding.
This pleases the king of Rowenia.
What, now it's a monarch?
It's always been a monarch.
Yeah, didn't you hear him? That is the kingdom of Rowenia.
I splash water on Amon.
Yes, I said a back of holding. Thank you.
All back of holding.
Thank you for catching my dad joke. I appreciate that.
Kyriath just right. kind of smirks in the corner, but still says nothing.
So, and also, don't get me incorrect here. Since where the sin of gluttony was exploded, we haven't seen him. However, that's not stating that we're not going to gather information and find him for you. But when you face him again, I want to make sure that you are properly prepared to end him. And that is where my two agents here, Kyriath and 473, come into play. They're both adept with the guild and our ways, and with your permission, I will assign them to your troop. Yes, as ears to come back to me, but not in a nefarious way in any way, just so that can assist us in our search for the sins, especially in your troop's case, for the sin of gluttony.
Okay, so you've got a direction that we should start in?
So we are going to... First of all, we are going to do a little bit of reconnaissance here in town. I've heard some stories about strange beasts that were in the prison ward somehow escaped, and they are all obviously sin marked.
Okay.
I've not been able to procure which sin they are. So they could be each of the sins. You have to understand, they have their own army of various sizes. The sin of lust that you fought tends to stay with his seven serpents. The sin of gluttony, every time he eats somebody, it adds to him. It adds to his army.
Oh my god, and we fed him a giant.
Which means that he's going to have some pretty...
Yeah, he has a Goliath
reinforcements
now on his side. However, and we have not been able to really fully capture a sin marked. And I think a sin marked would be what is exactly needed to be able to properly capture them for interrogation. As she looks directly at Perurun. May I see your hand, please?
I purposefully give him the opposite hand.
No. The one was kissed by the serpent.
That one was.
Sure. As she points her hand at it and says some things in a language that you don't understand, your other hand begins to glow and then turns black. Again.
Forgive my mistrust.
A lot of it. And this is a simple... This spell is simply a detect good and evil spell. That's all that I cast on you.
That's going to light up in here.
No, it actually seems pretty... I mean, seems pretty neutral for everybody. Like, you see a small, dark aura around both Rowan and Amon. Perurun is pretty much strictly just the only thing on her that is glowing is her hand that was kissed by the sin of lust. You have a kind of a faint light glow around Kyriath. And coming from coming from Eärthur, you have like blasting glorious gold.
If I spray her with water, will it dim the glow?
No. No, it will not.
If he sprays me with water, he's getting freaking eaten.
I retreat back into the Kingdom of Rowenia.
Kingdom
Keep
of
yourself
Rowenia.
In your little bowl there, friend. I'm in no mood today.
I peek up just with my eyes poking out and squint at her.
I'm going
to feed you to a fairy.
Pixies. Fairies are innocent. Please do not harm the fairies.
What? If you cook them right, they could eat them too.
I mean, that's fair. Not that I've ever eaten fairy. I'm a vegetarian.
No, I'm going to feed the fish to the fairies.
Now, the fairies won't eat them. Fairies won't eat them. The pixies will. Fairies are... I mean, the fairies are more likely to eat her, as she points to Kyriath, than him.
Point taken. Wait. You smell like home.
I do.
Yeah, she's a druid.
Hmm. Okay.
So, one would assume you're sensing, druid magic is Feywild based, so.
Wait.
You mean I smell of my home?
I grew up in the Feywild. I left there. Dumb cats.
I had no choice.
If she's a druid, can she turn into a fish?
I mean, probably. I've never actually asked her to transform me to a fish. I mean...
Yeah, the fish is looking for one thing.
Yeah, I
don't
think it's...
Don't turn yourself into a fish. Even if you can.
That's not what I was going for.
He's a dirty, dirty fish. No.
I don't think there's enough room in there for both of us anyways.
Hey, Rowan, she called you fat.
That's hurtful.
As she is, she chuckles.
Just kind of like, what? I didn't, what?
I think that mark there will actually be a boon to us in our search for the sins. The fact that it has not spread and you have not been overtaken by it says countless things about your fighting nature.
Fair.
If I were to find one of those beasts and again cast the simple detect good and evil on it, it would have been overtaken instantly by whatever sin mark it had. Also, the fact that you're fighting its... as far as I can tell, you're fighting its base urges of lust. That's amazing.
Considering how much I loathe that...
It also doesn't help when I do this and I spray water on her.
And folks at home can't see this, but Rachel's look is just fantastic right now.
Fishy, I'm gonna fillet your ass.
You can't get me in the water.
March over to Mr. Happy Pants over there, put my hand in the water and fish him out with my claws holding on to his one of his fins. Fuck off, fishy.
Unhand the King of Rowenia. I will have my guards arrest you if I had any.
If I could drown you, I would, but you're not worth it. Plop him back in. Watch him hit his head on the side of his bowl.
I'll allow it.
Stupid fish.
So that is the reason why James took so much interest in you, and also why I think that you would be an absolute boon to this. You guys, and pardon my cruelty in stating this, but when you face a sin, they weed out the weak quickly.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
If your friend couldn't survive it, I'm sorry, it would have only gotten worse.
Understandable.
You have to understand there are definite levels of strength amongst the Sins and their armies. Vanifer's army is entirely made, well, not entirely, mostly made of mind flayers that can make a person disappear from people's memory.
Yeah. I was reading up on my mind flayer do's and don'ts. Not very many do's.
No, definitely not.
It's like, don't do this, don't do that. But then all the do's are like, do stay away from them. Do not pick a fight.
Do avoid eye contact. Yes, I've read that book as well.
So does that mean that the red-eyed things outside are mind flayers officially? Or
they are either actual mind flayers that are magically disguised to appear human or humanoid. Or sin spawn of them. Meaning, basically, they would touch you and teleport you to their master, of which then they would probably eat your brain.
Well, you know, at least one of us doesn't have a brain. As I glare at the fishbowl.
I stick my tongue out at you.
It's weird forked. Because I don't know what a fish's tongue would look like.
That's all you're getting, fishy. That's all you're getting.
So, with your permission, I'd like to invite you to be initiates of the Harpers.
Can we have a few minutes to talk amongst ourselves?
Oh, absolutely. She reaches under her desk and hits a button. The door to the right will be open to you, and there is a barrier of silence in there that cannot be heard magically or physically outside of it.
Okay, let's go.
It's used for our interrogations normally, but you can use it for meeting.
I leave my fishbowl and go into the room.
You don't see Korth, by the way, in the bar at all.
All right. Are we all in the room right now?
Yes.
Yeah, you three are in the room.
All right, guys. What do you think? I mean, hi.
Revenge for the Deer Frightener.
At this point, yeah.
The only party member that didn't threaten to sue me. Eat me.
Well, he wasn't going to sue you. But the other people here were probably going to put you in a stew.
They were going to stew me.
Yeah.
Part of me wants to trust them. Part of me still has a great deal of mistrust for them. They know more than they're showing us.
Well, we would do the same thing, wouldn't we?
Quickly. If we join their guild, and they do end up not being trustworthy, we can always turn them in.
Well, we can always, you know, dig up some shit and make things go boom.
I like the going boom part.
I figured you would, fishy.
Yes. The one thing we agree on.
Music go boom, make me happy.
Boom, 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 boom.
I say we play along for now, at least.
Yeah. All right, it sounds like a plan.
So are we in agreement? We'll play this out and see what happens?
Yeah, we'll play it out. We'll keep an eye on everything. Like, we're not going to, like, 100%, like, jump in, but it's going to look like we've been drinking the Kool-Aid with them for about a couple months.
You're falling asleep, aren't you?
Just make sure we have each other's backs, because at this point, guys, we're all that we have.
Don't worry. Don't worry, cat person. Just because I'm a fish doesn't mean that we're not friends.
Yeah, I gotta keep a snack around.
Just in case.
Just in case.
Just for a point of reference, your limbs do grow back, right, Rowan?
No.
Oh, shoot. Okay, after we get here, I owe someone 20 pieces of gold. So, yeah, okay.
What did you do?
I take arm now. Arm grows back in 2 weeks.
No! That's not how that works.
He's a fish, not a lizard. Korth's tail will grow back, but his fins won't. Oh, God, I'm surrounded by idiots.
Well, I say we
let's
go back
do
there.
This.
Yep, let's go.
Back into the guild room.
So, and they're the three in the room are just having a gentle conversation. She turns around. Aunt?
We'll help.
I appreciate your assistance.
We do it for the deer frightener.
She stands up and holds out her hand to Rowan.
You have my kingdom's support.
You mean the one bathtub in the back?
Yeah, you
hey, and it's king, okay?
Do you take your hand?
Fall now, but it's going to be making waves eventually.
Yeah, there we go, see?
If you can find anybody to swim in that mess with you, you stank ass.
I don't smell that bad. Yes, I'll take her hand.
All right. When you take her hands, the symbol of the Harpers appears on your clothes that you can see it. The other two cannot see it currently, but it's on your right breast of your clothes. Welcome to the Harper's Initiate.
Yay.
She offers her hand to Amon.
I take the hand.
The symbol of the Harpers appears on your cloak on your back.
Nice. Usually I have to take it to a tailor to get something like that done.
Welcome to the Harper's Initiate.
I am honored to join the Harpers.
And she offers her hand to Perurun. Please, the non-sit and touched hand.
I offer it. Since I've already been busted trying to give you this hand to begin with, and you knew it was the one that wasn't.
On the sin touched hand appears the you get a silver gauntlet over the hand that was sin touched, and on that has the symbol of the Harpers on it.
Okay, guess we're doing this.
Welcome to the Harpers. Yeah. I also welcome you to your two new troop mates, number 487 and Curieth.
So does that mean there's 486 of others of him?
You mean 472?
I mean math.
Stupid fish.
Curia steps forward and sort of places her hand on her breast and bows her head a little bit. Well met, companions. Let us work together to destroy this evil once and for all.
Yes, this war would be much safer without this evil.
And now that you see it, by the way, on 473's head is the symbol of the Harpers, and on her midsection is the symbol of the Harpers. That wasn't there before. You could not see those. The only symbol of the Harpers that you could see really was anything on flat out clothes, like the tabard.
Yeah. Hey, look, it's a secret society. Who'd have thunk?
Right?
Yeah, we tend to not want people not associated with us to know who we are.
And it's almost like there's an evil dictator in the world. Oops!
Yeah, exactly. So the guild hall is yours to explore, to work with. Your troop will have a dormitory associated with it that will be available to you before you go to rest tonight. There will be rooms for each of you there. And tomorrow I think we should go looking for Sinmarked.
We're going animal hunting.
Why not? I mean, you've already got one with you.
Yep. So is it your basic, well, not basic, but if we destroy the sin, will we cure her from her sin mark?
That's what we assume will happen. Once the being that has given it to her is destroyed, it should disappear. Just as we assume that once the sin of gluttony is destroyed, at least the bodies that he has absorbed may be able to be laid to rest. We do know that he absorbs their very souls, though. So at bare minimum, once we destroy the sin of gluttony, their souls will be released.
In theory.
Oh, they won't be walking around in a giant gelatin pool anymore.
Out of curiosity, what if we kill them and our friends don't?
Well, their souls will be released. At least. Their bodies may not be. Their bodies may be permanently destroyed. We've obviously not been able to fully slay one of them. But, I mean, like I said, we do know that he takes their very essences, takes their very souls. At bare minimum, would allow their souls to depart this realm and seek whatever afterworld they seek.
At least they could be in peace.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But go enjoy some revelry with and meet your two and get to know your two new comrades. The bar is yours. Have at it as you wish. I have to do paperwork now that I have three new members.
All right. I go down into the bar and start conversation with 473. So what brings you to this guild?
The guild is presently the most advantageous position to be in for my own aspirations.
So what do you want to be when you grow up, Robot Man? I mean, considering you don't age, but sure.
Unfortunately, my recollection has been damaged in transition, and I am not presently aware of my purpose.
So you're just kind of biding your time then? Okay. What about you? There's not many of you in the Feywild that are alive anymore. Come to think of it.
I was one of the few who escaped, I say, as I lift my hood and reveal an obviously Eladrin face with pale silver hair and icy blue eyes. I escaped with my life, but everyone I knew and loved burned.
Yeah, I found it got pretty smelly and rather messy down there.
Yes. Yes, it did. I fled with what little I had left, and the Harpers gave me a home here. And now I devote everything I have to seeing this wrong righted.
You're lucky.
Yes and no.
I understand that feeling. I kind of wander off and go get a drink.
I go to the bar. Let's share a drink.
I'm going to assume that Waterdeep has a like dock or something.
Yeah, there's an entire ward called the Sea Ward.
I'm going to the Sea Ward and going for a swim.
Well, you're actually pretty well. The Dock Ward, sorry, you can go to the Dock Ward pretty easily, but it would be a little trek to get towards the water.
Maybe I don't want to go that far.
Because if you look on the map, you guys are in the Trade Ward currently, and the Dock Ward is quite a bit away from you in map language.
I want to see if I can perhaps get a hold of some illegal substances.
What are you talking about? According to the map, it's only 15 feet away.
Yeah. What the robot said.
20 from where I'm at.
Well, see, I'm going off of the center of the trade ward.
By the way, by illegal substances, I mean poisons, not drugs.
Tomato, tomato.
That's right. Don't do drugs, kids. Poison yeah. people instead.
Yeah, do the poisoning. It's so much easier.
I mean, technically, poisons are a form of drug. Just not one that you want to give yourself unless your name is Romeo.
Oh, but it's so romantic.
So, yeah, the bartender kind of just opens up a couple bottles of wine and ale and kind of gives them to you guys. For you, our new recruits. Says the Drugar behind the bar.
And to my new kingdom.
Yep. To new allies. To old allies and to new allies.
And a kingdom.
I'll raise my glass to that.
And I just chug it all down in one go.
I make sure 473 has an empty cup if he wants to participate in the gesture.
Yeah, I could see that being a little bad choice.
All right, this is going to be kind of a meta question. Does anybody else read questionable content?
Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
Just put something that smells really good in it.
Make exactly.
Wait, I don't get it.
It's a web comic.
Oh, I've never heard of it.
In the chat.
Yeah, I'm trying to find one.
One just a couple.
Yep, there, found
there. It. And of course, it's that one, so they're going to get the best slice of the comic.
Of course.
Oh, you beat me to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course, he's the GM. He's omnipresent.
Yeah, so that's where we're going to go ahead and wrap it up, guys. Welcome to the Harpers. My new victims, initiates.
Who are about to die, stab you in thy spleen to bring you down with us.
So before we end the actual show,
yes,
darling DM, would you like to introduce our two new players?
Yes, indeed. That's actually what I was just about to get to. So, the talented Kiriath is played by Carrie.
Hi, nice to meet you.
And 473 is played by the glorious Josh.
Good evening, Internet.
And they are friends of mine that we battled the cold Florida winter with together.
Winter, quote unquote.
Yeah, it was mildly uncomfortable in shorts and sandals waiting for the Switch launch.
The wind cut like knives. We lost Jimmy in the third hour.
Yeah, it was that one kid that just kept wandering off.
Yeah, of course you had a couple very strange characters there yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. One of them was first in line.
he was sure definitely the most far, but that's why we liked him.
Oh, the other
one of them was crazy enough to be there at 10 in the morning.
I thought you were talking about the one who was first for the pre-order line, who kept telling us how he was first in line.
Yes.
Oh my god, yes.
That is exactly who it was. But I digress. We will hold that off until after we are off air, because we don't speak ill of anyone ever, because we're such a nice group of people.
Yeah, we are a family.
He was a nice guy. A little creepy. He brought us water. That was nice. He brought us water.
So yeah, Carrie and Josh, we met and hung out and were so gracious to listen to me kind of rant, but not as much as the other people in line about this, the Geek.io network, and were gracious enough to join us when I got the notification that Kyle and Ariel had to step down from their roles here with us.
Just happy to be here.
So, I'll kill you all.
We will we'll get to know them a little bit more as the time goes by. And yes, before I get an email about it, because I know I will, because there's this one person that likes pointing out my purposely not telling people things. Yes, I am purposely not telling people things, especially about Carrie's character.
That's not going to put any flags on me at all.
No. But hey, player versus character knowledge. I'm gonna test you guys.
I just said she smells like home.
She does smell like home, and you found out why. She's an Eladrin.
She smells like home.
So,
on that note,
welcome to our new friends. I will try not to kill them.
Yes, please do not kill these new friends.
I will say this in regard to the accidental massive crit shitstorm that occurred last week. Well, technically the week before. We have an agreement. I think we're going to, you know, be able to get at least one full level and a couple battles under our belts before he allows one of us to completely
There's a reason why
smashed.
I purposely put forward the like, yeah, you guys are going to have to train a little bit before you go stupidly fighting a sin.
Yeah, no more sin fights, because, you know, we almost died during Lust's fight. And then we lost one and came dangerously close a second time to losing more people. So, yeah, we're going to do some preemptive practice runs.
Well, clearly you have to fight the Dark Aeons first.
I mean, why would we just go kill the gods while we're at it?
Yeah, right?
80s training montage.
It would probably be easier than
montage!
Than CJ's back.
Gonna need a montage.
See, all we need to do to kill Enix is get a really big bucket of water.
God water. All right, so you can get a hold of us at geekioshow@gmail.com. Just put Manipul in the subject line. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Twitch, all/geekioshow. You can give us a call on our geek hotline, 727-489-4335. That is 427-489-4849. Geek. this show airs Wednesdays. Various times through the day, but you guys don't really pay too much attention to that because you guys get in on podcatchers, where you can get this show anywhere fine podcasts are found. Make sure you go to geek-io.net for all of our shows and more, and also support the show and the entire Geek.io network by going to patreon.com, patreon.com/geek.io, or Amazon or go to geek-io.net/Amazon to do all of your shopping through Amazon. A little bit comes back to us. None of it
costs you a dime extra.
Rachel's telling that I'm getting tired, so I'm kind of spilling over my normal thing that I've gotten to the point where I could say usually with no problem.
He says it in his sleep. Just putting that out there.
Yeah, I own on Amazon.
I thought it was Amazon.
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 Okay, I won't lie.
Amazing.
When I first heard that ad read, I actually looked up Amazon.
Amazon, apply directly to the Amaze. Amazon, apply directly to the Amaze. Amazon, apply directly to the Amaze.
You had to get them started.
Okay.
Where'd that labyrinth on your forehead come from?
See us out.
All right, folks, we'll see you next week.
Bye.
This has been a Geek IO Media Network production. Copyright 2017.